city's a lady, the city's a tramp. I said I'd be there by six, but it's already eight. It's the state of the times, now time's at the stake. When there's history to make. Tripping over bottle tops, skip round syringes. Trolleys in the river and gates off the hinges. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Feels so, feels so. There's a laugh on a park bench, dogs on the scene. The city's the size of the places you've been. The people you've seen around. Sirens whine as the hopefuls line up for the club. Looking for love in the dark. Blind man's bluff of the heart. Tripping over bottle tops, skip round syringes. Charlie's in the river and gates off the hinges. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Yeah. It feels so, and it feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me, yeah. It feels so real. And a 20-foot sign says you'll never find love. You'll never find love. No, you'll never find love until you buy these gloves. And through a chink in the night, the last of the light hits your delicate face. I'll smile. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so, and it feels so real to me. Yeah, it feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Yeah, it feels so real to me.
Hello and welcome to the Our Sound Music Podcast, the weekly podcast that brings you the best of independent music. I'm Adam, the podcast presenter and also the deputy editor of the Our Sound website, and I can't wait to bring you some of the tracks that have most caught our attention this week. I've got plenty to bring you in this podcast, including a couple of tracks from the Our Sound Artist of the Week, Philip Kane, including one he recorded just for this podcast. I've also got an interview with The Clauses' Piers Macker, where he'll be discussing everything from his experience of lockdown to his brand new track. And later in the podcast, the Our Sound editor, Kevin Moulton, will be sharing the latest details surrounding our all-day gig. Just a quick reminder, as ever, if you like the podcast, please like and share it. And to stay up to date, you can check out our website, oursoundmusic.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter at oursoundmusic3. The track you heard at the top of the podcast was Feels So Real by London-based Galway rockers The Clockworks. The track is the group's sixth single since they debuted in 2019, and just as their other material does, that track really showcases their Clash-inspired post-punk sound. I'm going to keep the music coming with this week's single of the week. This track comes from Merseyside-based band More In Love, and it came out last Friday. The band debuted as recently as last summer, and this track brings a kind of soft indie pop sound with an infectious rhythm. Here it is, Someone Else.
I can't keep playing it down cause you mess me around. You say you're too scared to talk about it. You got me running around in circles again. You can say those things to get to me, but I'll be fine if I can get some sleep. And all this time I've been chasing, running circles again. I'd like you back to when you're someone else. I'd like you back to
That was the Merseyside-based indie group More In Love with this week's single of the week, Someone Else. The band have been making a name for themselves in the Northwest music scene in recent months, so definitely keep an eye on them. I should mention, actually, that the love in More In Love is actually spelt with a U, you know, just to avoid any love-based confusion. Next for you, I've got this week's best new release, and this week we've gone for Tomorrow by the Paris Youth Foundation. Like the band you just heard, they're also from Liverpool, and they formed back in 2016. This new track showcases the band's indie rock sound and features a 1975-esque vocal sound. Check it out.
Broken.
My friends, I ain't a tire. It's more than in the bar.
That was Liverpool band Paris Youth Foundation with this week's choice for hottest new release. That track was actually recorded at the legendary Parr Street Studios in Liverpool, and according to the band, it was written for the much-missed live stage. Now, for the first time on the podcast, I'm glad to bring you a track from the Our Sound Artist of the Week. This week we've gone with solo artist Philip Kane, who has been on the scene since his first band, The Expendables, formed back in 1998. He released his latest album, Book of Broken Things, earlier this month, and this next track, 8 Stone Tall and Handsome, is taken from that album. It features a dark, Moorish, Nick Cave-inspired sound, and I just can't stop listening to it. Check it out, I'm sure you'll love it.
There's a pocket mirror lying along the mantel. medication with slack dissenters. Is the answer pay me? Just as long as my shirt is clean. Oh, and I ain't a king. We would sell our souls to break dust. If you respect our venom, respect our venom, respect our
That was our Artist of the Week, Philip Kane, with his track 8 Stone Tall and Handsome. If you stick around, you will be able to hear an exclusively recorded track from Philip that he did just for the Our Sound podcast. Before that, though, I've got an exclusive interview with Claws member Piers Macker. He's been talking to our very own Tom Farmer about the band's new track, their plans for the future, and the Birmingham music scene. Tom began by asking Piers what his experience of lockdown was.
It's been tough for everyone. And especially not being able to do gigs and stuff, which is like, you know, the high point of this job. It's been a blessing because I've been able to sit down and write a lot of songs that I probably wouldn't have written, and including Time of Our Lives, which was written last year during lockdown. It's one of those things. It sounds cliche, but trying to take it on the chin is like, it is what it is, and things happen for a reason, and just roll with the punches rather than sitting and sulking. I was just focusing on the band stuff, really, and trying to come out of all this lockdown stuff in a better position than we went into it. So I converted my shed into a little demo studio, and I just rotted away in there for a few weeks.
Obviously, depending on restrictions and that, what are your sort of gig targets for the next 12 months?
Well, we've got pretty much an album worth of songs recorded now that we did with our producer Matt Terry in Vader Studios towards the end of last year and through summer when we were allowed to get out of the house again. So we're ready to go now in terms of releasing music. Some of the stuff we've you know got down over lockdown is by far our best music yet. So over the next year or two, we're going to be coming thick and fast. We've got so many good slots to come up as well in terms of festivals up and down the UK, and we're trying to branch out to Europe and maybe even beyond that to America over the next few years. So yeah, it's all looking up for us, man. These next 2 years are going to be ours.
And you got your live stream gig next week, don't you? What's going on there?
Well, we're in one of the best venues in Birmingham, The Mill. And yeah, it's a massive production that's going on, to be honest. It's actually going to be a bigger production in terms of visuals and stage production than we've ever done before. And it's only a live stream gig. So yeah, that's going to be a massive one. We're showcasing 8 new tracks that will be heard for the first time on that stream.
Perfect, because the crowd's going, young boys. Have you got any sort of Midlands musical heroes that you sort of look up to?
Obviously, you've got your great Midlands bands like UB40, Duran Duran, Dexys Midnight Runners that have all, you know, come from Birmingham. I wouldn't say they're necessarily heroes of ours. More we looked up to them in a sense and were inspired by their passion for music almost. And the Midlands definitely isn't starved of good acts over the years, but it is kind of overlooked when you think about some of the renowned musical cities like Manchester and London.
You know, why do you think that is? Why do you think Birmingham's got such a good reputation for music, but why is it so overlooked, do you reckon?
It's a tough question, actually. I think it's because although those bands were from Birmingham, it wasn't like a cult Birmingham scene that broke them. It was more nationwide. Whereas if you look at bands like Oasis that came from Manchester, you know they're a Manchester band before you even listen to them, because yeah, that's where their cool following has come from. Same for the Arctic Monkeys in Sheffield. And whereas Birmingham, I think I think for the bands, the big bands that have come before, even if you look at Black Sabbath, I mean, I can guarantee you not many people would realise they're from Birmingham who weren't that into them. Whereas the other bands, you kind of strike a chord straight away. But hopefully that gets to be a bit different for us. And there's some great talent around Birmingham now, so it looks like it's shifting and changing as the years go by.
For people that haven't heard of you guys, how do you sort of describe your sound and your style?
We've used a quote that someone said about us back when we were like 17, 18. They said we've got a 60s style with an 80s groove and a 90s attack. And I think that perfectly sums it up, to be honest.
And you mentioned a sort of 80s groove. Do you look for dance music as sort of inspiration? Because that's something that really shines through.
Yeah, there's definitely some of our release stuff that's quite kind of disco orientated, that kind of composition. It's one of my biggest influences, really, that disco music through the 70s and classic from the 80s and you know, rock and roll from the 60s through to the 70s. So I feel like over the course of our career so far, as we've kind of matured, that's kind of just fed its way into our sound and complements itself really well, to be fair.
And you got a new single out on the 26th. What can we expect from that? Is that sort of more of the classic Claws sound, or is that slightly different direction?
That's pretty much more classic Claws. A lot of rock and roll with a mixture of some synths in there. That classic Claws mixing synths with guitars. But yeah, it's our best single to date by far. And it's been so long since we've released something, you know, we can't wait to get it out. It's only a week now, so.
That was the Claws frontman Piers Macker talking to Our Sound's Tom Farmer. The Claws' new single, Time of Our Lives, is out this Friday, and we can't wait to hear it. And fans of the Claws, I'm sure, will be excited to hear about the 8 new tracks the band are planning to reveal when they're playing their next virtual gig at Birmingham's The Mill. Now, this track I've got for you next comes from Flo Gallop, a London-born and bred solo artist. Her sound features bright and pop-inspired beats, and this particular track, released this month, describes the ignorance that comes with youthful relationships. Here it is, Can't Be Friends. That was better.
Got my headphones in on the train home. Your voice playing on my phone to block the deafening silence. Oh, the deafening silence. And talk doesn't come cheap these days. My ears working mysterious ways to fill the deafening silence. Oh, the deafening silence. You say, can I come round again? But I've been seeing other men as more than friends. You're bringing alcohol, I know. So conversation sort of flow. At least I hope so. We always play this game until we're fighting fires again. That's how we know we're both to blame. Whoa, this is why we can't be friends. You always blur the lines, and I can never cut these ties. We like it, but it's no surprise. Whoa. My headphones in on the car ride, pulling up to your drive to blow the deafening silence. Oh, the deafening silence. And your t-shirt smelling like our first date. Now I feel like I am tempting fate, like it wasn't worth the wait. Oh yeah. You say, can I come round again? But I've been seeing other men. we can't be free. Friends.
That was Can't Be Friends by the talented Flo Gallop. Now, from a song about youth to a very much youthful band, this next track comes from four-piece Starks, whose ages range from 16 to 18. The group got together through mutual school friends, and despite lockdown slowing things down, they've been able to manage to get a gig under their belts. The track I've got for you came out late last year and it has received airplay on BBC Radio. Check it out, it's Another Lover. Was the young and punky band Starks with their track Another Lover. Now, as promised earlier, I've got another track for you from the Our Sound Artist of the Week, Philip Kane, whose new album Book of Broken Things came out earlier this month. This track, Saviour Save Yourself, was recorded for this podcast only and features Charlene Hector on trumpet, who has formerly played with Amy Winehouse. We're really thrilled to be able to bring you this track, so without any further ado, here it is, Saviour Save Yourself.
In searching for the soul of a flower, find only superstition. Over your shoulder in the mirror is the weakness of your position. Observing the lateness of the hour, your sick with repetition. And if you claim to be a preacher, well, first you got to save yourself. If you seek to be
a heathen, then he'd have grown you yourself.
That was Philip Kane with an R Sound exclusive version of Saviour, Save Yourself. What a track that is. Now, as time goes on, we're getting closer and closer to tickets to the R Sound All Day gig going on sale. To tell you more about it, as promised earlier, I am joined by the R Sound editor, Kevin Moulton. So, Kev, what can you tell us about the All Dayer?
Hi Adam, thank you. Well, the R Sound Music Indie All Day is taking place in Hull on Sunday the 26th of September. Doors open at 2:30, first band on is at 3:00, and it's going to go on till about 11:30 in the evening. In between acts, there's going to be live DJ as well, playing the latest indie tunes. So it's going to be non-stop indie music, live bands, for a full, eight hours.
And who can we expect to see?
It's headlined by Northern Uproar, 90s Britpop icons, string of hits under their belt, amazing live band. And we've also got a few up-and-coming bands, probably aware of. So we've got The Void, great band from Sunderland. And from Stoke, we've got The Underclass coming across. Got some great anthems, great live band, great sound. We've also got The Sheratons from Leeds, indie pop, indie rock, great look, great style. Great music, and we've got Johnny Ash Band, great rock and roll band from Wrexham, just absolutely fabulous. I've got a couple of solo performers. We've got Jess Kemp coming from Manchester, she's absolutely amazing. And from up in Scotland, we've got Indoor Foxes. We've got Audio Town, another act from up in Scotland, a couple of great songs under their belt, and local lad Joe Smith is performing as well.
And how can people get all the tickets?
So tickets go on sale on this Friday, the 26th of March, via skiddle.com. So you can search for it on Skiddle or go to our website to get that ticket link. Read out more about the event, find out more about the acts, so some that you're maybe not aware of. Got 9 bands for £14.50. So thanks very much for your time. Hope to see you there. Take care.
Cheers, Kev. Thank you. Well, I for one can't wait for the All Day, and I hope that anyone listening is going to be there as well. Now, unfortunately, we are at the end of the podcast, and this next track will be the last one for this week. And as ever, I do hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll listen next week, where I'll be featuring some more exclusive interviews and taking you through more of the best indie music tracks around. In the meantime, you can stay up to date with all things Our Sound by reading our website, oursoundmusic.com, and following us on Twitter at oursoundmusic3. Now, the final track for today is Nowhere Town by Peterborough-based Lauren McFarlane. The track features a pop-inspired sound and is about Lauren's hometown of Peterborough. Here it is to play us out. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Teach me right from wrong. I don't need help.